Well, we are wrapping up this week with our inbox, as we always do, and we have another one of our fun and feisty counselors in the studio, Glenn Lutyens. Hey, Glenn.
Hi, Lisa. Good to be with you.
Great to be with you. I always call Glenn kind of our jack of all trades. He takes all of our questions where we're like, oh, what's this about? Yeah, just call Glenn. But actually, you're going to do a relationship one this week for us. So you're wading into familiar territory for Boundless, but it'll be great to get your perspective.
Okay.
This listener says, I'm 21 years old. And have been dating my boyfriend for a little over a year. He's an incredible man who loves the Lord, cares for others, and treats me like a princess. After talking for the past few months about marriage and the future, we've decided to get engaged right after graduation. What is your opinion about the engagement period? How long should an engagement last? And what are some essential things a couple should do or learn during this time?
Some great questions there. And I just want to mention that I think this young woman, there are a lot of things that are right on target.
Mm-hmm. Great that she's thinking about it.
Some of the things, some of the qualities that she mentions about him.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at his love for the Lord, I think a lot of times what I find is that people, particularly when they kind of minimize the importance of being equally yoked, that can end up being a significant problem. So that's a key component there. And also just waiting for graduation before kind of entering into a decision, a promise, an engagement. So I think there's some good things that are there. I think it's hard to identify an exact period of time for engagement, what's helpful. There are probably a lot of factors that come into play. Sometimes it can be the age of a couple. If they're younger, it may be that a little bit longer of an engagement is helpful. But it's hard to come up with one time that fits all scenarios. So some of it really depends on, and I think there are two overarching goals during engagement, and these are not coming necessarily in the order of importance, but one is planning a wedding, and that's important. There are a lot of different components to that, and it takes time, and it becomes kind of almost a mini experiment as far as how is it going to be like getting along, how do each of you get along with each other's parents,
each of you getting your way.
your own way, and how that works out. So that can be a real learning opportunity. But the other broad category is to plan a marriage, and that includes just some of the more structured elements of, okay, you know, what are our goals? Where do we plan on going? There's also an element in which when a decision is made to get married and people do become engaged, now their mind has to wrap around, okay, I am leaving all other options behind, and this is the individual that I am making a covenant with before God. And so there takes some time, I think, to kind of adjust to that, to realize, okay, now that this promise is being made, how do we deal with that? Can I enter into that type of covenant? Because maybe when there were many options, okay, here's a person I felt was the best choice, but now that I'm making this promise, what is that like? And I do believe there are certain times where people have entered into that promise towards marriage, they're engaged, and it may be wise to say, you know what, there's some things I didn't see here that I need to really consider. So there can be a time to step away from the relationship, but generally it's now we have made this promise. And I think I'm a big proponent of pre-engagement counseling. I think that a lot of times people, before they've made that decision, to really look at that from a clear perspective as far as, is this the relationship that I desire to be in, that God wants me to be in? The engagement time frame, sometimes people can make that too long, and that's problematic. If this is a godly individual and there's the balance there, people have worked through whatever issues are present in their life, then, let's get married.
Yeah, good thoughts. I think, too, and of course, you alluded to this in the seeking out of counseling, even pre-engagement counseling, but hopefully you've had a team in place with you well through your dating experience. Right. Take that team with you into engagement. Make sure that they're helping you ask the right questions, get the right things in place, and that then they will truly covenant with you to support your marriage as you move in. Because a lot of people say that first year can be really hard. First 5 years can be really hard for folks as they kind of get some, new new information, or they're kind of like, oh, now we actually have to live together and do this.
Is this what marriage is really like?
Yeah, exactly. It's not just, I think it was one of our counselors, Jim, who said, I just thought I was going to like marry my best friend and the only difference is we'd now be roommates, but it was all just going to be fun.
Yeah.
So great thoughts, Glenn. Thanks so much.
Good to be with you, Lisa.
Okay, folks, remember that you can call our counselors. You can certainly go to focusonthefamily.com and search advice and resources that we have. You also can call our counseling department if you call 1-800, the letter A and the word family, and say that you are looking for whether it's a counselor referral in your area or maybe just to talk through something with someone really quickly. You know, throw something out there, get some advice. This is the team that does that, and so avail yourself of that. Tell them the Boundless Show sent you and that you have heard them right here and have gotten to know them through that. We do trust our counselors and we love them and thank them for their expertise. So in the meantime, make sure you are listening to The Boundless Show. We always bring something new and fresh each week to you here. So that is it for this week's show. I will see you next week. I'm Lisa Anderson for The Boundless Show.